Arthur Hayes buys back into ETH. 48 hours after selling Arthur Hayes, the BitMEX co-founder and a closely watched on-chain trader reversed his own Ethereum trade in under 2 days. According to a Cointelegraph update posted August 3, 2026, Hayes swapped 2.5 million USDC for roughly 1,335 ETH, unwinding a sale he had made about 48 hours earlier. The swap landed with ETH trading near $1,850 as of August 3, 2026, down about 0.9% on the day and roughly 4.5% over the prior week. The whiplash is the story. A trader selling and rebuying the same asset inside 2 days is not a long-term thesis change. It reads as a short-term positioning move, and Hayes has a large enough following that his on-chain wallet activity gets tracked, screenshotted, and repackaged within minutes. The trade in numbers. The mechanics are simple. Hayes moved 2.5 million USDC into ETH at prices in the 1,850 range, which works out to roughly 1,335 coins. 2 days prior, he had gone the other direction, converting ETH into stablecoins. Whether the round trip booked a gain, a loss, or close to flat depends on his exact entry and exit prints, which the public swap data does not fully spell out. What the data does show is a fast change of mind at a specific price zone. ETH has spent the week grinding lower, and the fear and greed index sits at 34, firmly in fear territory as of the snapshot. Buying back into a falling market after selling it is either a conviction ad on weakness or a trader who got shaken out and re-entered at a worse level. Both happen constantly. The difference matters only to the person holding the position. The attention a Hayes wallet move commands Hayes is not just a former exchange executive. He publishes long macro essays under his own name, runs the Maelstrom family office, and has a habit of telegraphing directional bets before he sizes into them. When his wallet moves, the move is treated as a signal, even when it is a routine rebalance. That attention cuts both ways. A 2.5 million USDC swap is meaningful for an individual, but is a rounding error against Ethereum's roughly $224 billion market capitalization. One trader's round trip does not move a market that size. The reason it gets coverage is narrative, not price impact. A prominent bull selling and then immediately rebuying feeds the ongoing debate about whether ETH is a buy at these levels. The underperformance backdrop. The trade lands during a stretch where Ethereum activity has held up while the token price has not. Network usage and fee revenue have stayed healthy, yet ETH remains far below its all-time high and has lagged parts of the market. That gap between fundamentals and price is exactly the kind of setup that produces indecisive positioning, including the sell-then-buy pattern Hayes just displayed. For holders, the practical read is narrow. A single wallet reversing course tells you a specific trader changed his short-term view. It does not confirm a bottom, and it is not a reason to copy the trade. Traders who stake ETH for yield on their holdings are playing a different game than someone flipping a two-day swing. And conflating the two is how retail gets caught chasing headlines. This is short-term positioning analysis, not financial advice. Following any single trader's wallet, however prominent, is a poor substitute for your own thesis and risk sizing. The takeaway: Hayes sold ETH, then bought it back 48 hours later for 2.5 million USDC. That is the confirmed fact. Everything past it is interpretation. The swap is too small to move Ethereum or set a market direction, and the two-day round trip points to a tactical adjustment rather than a shift in his longer-term stance. Read it as one data point in a market where prices are drifting and sentiment is fearful, not as a signal to act on.